The government of Italy has now chosen to preserve what it terms its freedom of action and to fulfill what it states are its promises to Germany. In so doing, it has manifested disregard for the rights and security of other nations, disregard for the lives of the peoples of those nations which are directly threatened by the spread of this war, and has evidenced its unwillingness to find the means through pacific negotiation for the satisfaction of what it believes are its legitimate aspirations. On this 10th day of June 1940, the hand that held the dagger has struck it into the back of its neighbor. On this 10th day of June, 1940, in this university, founded by the first great American teacher of democracy, we send forth our prayers and our hopes to those beyond the seas who are maintaining with magnificent valor their battle for freedom. In our unity, in our American unity, we will pursue two obvious and simultaneous courses. We will extend to the opponents of force the material resources of this nation. And at the same time, we will harness and speed up the use of those resources in order that we ourselves in the Americas may have equipment and training equal to the task of any emergency and every defense. All roads leading to the accomplishment of these objectives must be kept clear of obstructions. We will not slow down or detour. Signs and signals call for speed, full speed ahead. Yes, it is right that each new generation should ask questions. But in recent months, the principal question has been somewhat simplified. Once more, the future of the nation, the future of the American people, is at stake. We need not, and we will not, in any way abandon our continuing effort to make democracy work within our borders. Yes, we still insist on the new need for vast improvements in our own social and economic life. But that is a component part of national defense itself. The program unfolds swiftly. And into that program will fit the responsibility and the opportunity of every man and woman in the land to preserve our heritage in days of peril. I call for effort, courage, sacrifice, devotion, granting the love of freedom. All of these are possible. And the love of freedom is still fierce, still steady in the nation today.